USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
While hosting the President of Brazil at the White House, President Trump says anything's on the table regarding Venezuela, including tougher sanctions.
We really haven't done the really tough sanctions yet. We can do the tough sanctions, and all options are open, so we may be doing that. But we haven't done the toughest of sanctions, as you know. We've done, right down the middle.
Iowa Senator Republican Joni Ernst will join Vice President Mike Pence in Nebraska to tour flood-damaged areas. At least four people are dead in Iowa and Nebraska from the historic Midwest floods. In Des Moines, Republican Governor Kim Reynolds praised Iowans for helping each other to cope with what's happening.
Iowa's like no other place. We adapt, we solve, and we excel in very difficult times. And there's no doubt in my mind that we'll recover as a state, and Iowans will rebound stronger than ever.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
It's amazing but true. When it comes to one of America's biggest household expenditures, health care, a lot of people think they've got no choice. People are used to thinking we have to do it this way, but they don't. Yes, you have the freedom to choose an alternative with your health care. It's MediShare, and it costs way less than the alternatives. The typical family saves $500 a month, not a year. A month. And if you're single, this can save you a lot, too. And let's face it, a big reason MediShare is 400,000 people strong, it just works. They've shared over $3 billion in medical bills, so they can help share your needs, too. Joining MediShare for so many people is one of those things that makes you say, why didn't I do this before? So, yes, the time has come for something better. Look into joining MediShare and see why so many people are opting out of the old way and into the new. Why not look into this? Just call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. 855-90-PSALM.
The Prime Minister of New Zealand has called for national unity as the residents of Christchurch, New Zealand, try to return to life as normal. USA Radio Network's John Clemens reports.
Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern spoke to Parliament in response to last Friday's attacks at two different mosques that left 50 people dead. She said New Zealand is a nation of 160 different languages.
We open our doors to others and say welcome. And the only thing that must change after the events of Friday is that this same door must close on all of those who espouse hate and fear.
In a 70-page document issued before the attack, the government and called foreign immigrants invaders. I'm John Clemens.
Former Texas Congressman Robert O'Rourke has a lot of money in the bank for his presidential campaign. He raised more than $6 million in the first 24 hours after he announced he was running for the 2020 Democratic presidential nomination. O'Rourke has raised more money than any of the other candidates. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
Recapping one of our top stories of the day, flooding continues in the Midwest with more flooding expected, possibly in parts of Nebraska, come the mid part of this week. Some on the left are saying the flooding in Nebraska, Iowa, and Wisconsin is all due to global warming, while Republican Senator from Nebraska, Ben Sass, says this isn't the time to be bringing up global warming.
The if-then connection that a lot of people draw in the midst of a crisis isn't very helpful. We got a whole bunch of people struggling for life and livelihood. We had sandbars in the middle of the Platte River filled with cows. This is in the middle of the plains. Cows from upstream had been washed away, and people are struggling to rescue these people. So politicizing this in the midst of a controversy isn't the right move. The debate around climate change is important. There's a lot of debate we should be having there, but lots of the folks who are running for political office want to pretend that they have certainty about what the solution is, even when their solutions would often be devastating to the economy. So we should be distinguishing between analysis of big problems, emergency response, and debates about what you do down the road.
The former head of the DNC is hired by Fox News. USA Radio Network's Robin Walensky reports.
Fox News hires Donna Brazile, former chair of the DNC, as a political commentator 2 years after she's fired by CNN for feeding Hillary Clinton questions about debate topics during a 2016 town hall. Her conduct at CNN revealed as part of emails exposed by WikiLeaks.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.